ain't shliach l'dvar aveir, which means that if somebody makes a shliach to go do a dvar aveira, although shluchei shel adam kemoisai, but in this instance, whatever that person does is not going to flow back to the mishalech. The shliach will be chayev for whatever aveira that he did. The mishalech is off the hook. So yesh shlachkar is the question. If someone makes the shliach to do a dvar aveira, mishalech is pater. Is he only pater midine yadam, but chayev midine shamayim, or is he also going to be chayev midine shamayim? So ein shliach l'dvar aveira. If somebody makes a shliach to steal, the shliach has to pay kefil, not the mishalech. If someone makes a shliach to do an aveira for which you're going to be chayev malchus, the shliach is going to get malchus, not the mishalech. Even though if someone makes a shliach to get married, the mishalech is married, not the shliach. Yeah, but when it comes to a dvar aveira, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Is that only bedinei adam, or is that true bedinei shemayim as well? So really, this Inyan starts with a Gemara Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Nun Heimadeis. The Gemara says, "Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Arba Dvarim Ha'Isa Oisam Patim Medina Yadam B'Chayim Medina Shemayim." There's four things that if a person does these things, he's going to be Patim Medina Yadam, but he's going to be Chayim Medina Shemayim. The Elohim, Ha'Poyritz Geder B'Fnei Behemis Chaveroi, Ha'Koyfiv Kamasei Shal Chaveroi B'Fnei Adleiko, Ha'Soicher Edei Sheker Lahoid, Ha'Yodeya Edes Chaveroi Ve'Enoi Meidloi. This is what we know as Grama ben Azakin. And Grama ben Azakin is Pata Medina Yadam, V'chai Medina Yishmein. The Gemara Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph has a discussion that why did the Braisa, why did Rabbi Shua have to give four examples of Grama ben Azakin Pata? One would have been enough, two, three. Why do you need four examples of Grama ben Azakin? And the Gemara goes through each one, what the Chiddush was. Says the Gemara, V'asoicher Edech Sheker, there's a special Chiddush. There's a chiddush that it's included in this din of pata medina yadav v'chayim medina shemayim. Why? Now the time I would have thought, lema, let the person that hired Edei Sheker say, divrei harav, the divrei ha-talmid, divrei mishayimim, u'bedinei shemayim nami loy l'chayim. And if that's the case, he shouldn't even be chayim medina shemayim. Kamash mlon, you know what the chiddush is? That a soicher Edei Sheker is chayim medina shemayim. Meaning, the chiddush is not that he's pata medina yadav. He's a classic Grama ben Azakin. I know from the previous cases that Grama ben Azakin is pata medina yadav. The reason Rabbi Yeshua mentioned it is because he wanted you to know that a soicher Edei Sheker is chayim medina shemayim. Why would he think he's different than any other Grama ben Azakin that's chayim medina shemayim? Because there's a svara to say that it's very nice, I hired you to say Edei Sheker, but why do you listen to me? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayim. And it's based on that Rabbi Yeshua needed to be mechadish that a soicher edei sheker is pata medina yadam, but he's going to be chayim medina shemayim. Zok toisvus and perak hakoimus right here in Vav Amud Aleph, that this that it comes out from this Gemara that if somebody hires edei sheker, he's pata medina yadam chayim medina shemayim, and you don't say divrei rab divrei atam divrei mishayim. This is only if you hired the edei sheker. If, however, a person would tell an aide, would you please do me a taifa and say aide the shaker for me, and the person would do it, then you would be potter afilu medine shemayim. As I state in Taisus. So it's tafka the soicher aide the shaker, where you have the kamash malon, that although divrei harab, divrei atama, divrei mishayim, you're going to be chay medine shemayim. But if someone just tells aide the shaker, then you don't have the kamash malon. Then the aloch is going to be, you're potter medine yadam, and you're also going to be potter medine shemayim. This Taisus is brought down lahalacha by the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat Sin and Lamed Beis. And the Shach, Alata, he shries at this Ramah, which is really a Tosfos. And he says, it's a plea atzuma to me, because l'chura, it would seem to be keneged a mefurisha gemara. The Gemara is in Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. It's in the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So the Gemara, if you remember, brings a braisa. If somebody tells a shliach, say harogas anefesh, go kill somebody. Chayev, the halacha is, the reitzeach is chayev, the shalcha potter, but the mishalech is going to be potter. Why? This is your classic ein shliach l'dvar aveir. Shamay azokin oim, mishum chagei anavi. Shamay azokin said in the name of chagei anavi, shalcha chayev. You're going to be chayev. How did he know? He learned it from David HaMelech, Oysa Erak, B'cher B'nei Amoim, that David HaMelech was considered to be responsible for the death of Uriah Chiti, even though he didn't kill him. He was a shliach, ein shliach l'dvar aveir. The teretz is that over here it's different. Says the Gemara, my time of the Shami Azokin. What's Pshat in Shami Azokin? Shami Azokin doesn't hold of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. What's Pasha Pshat? So the Gemara has a few suggestions. One suggestion the Gemara says is like this. Avad HaShamai holds Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. So what did he mean when he says, Shol Chav Chayv, if you hire a hitman, you the mishaleach are going to be chayiv. You know what chayiv means? Chayiv midinei shemayim. It means you chayiv midinei shemayim. You're not chayiv midinei yadam. You chayiv midinei shemayim. Says the Gemara, b'chal the Tanakama sover, afilu midinei shemayim nami potter. You mean to tell me that the Tanakama holds that you're going to be potter midinei shemayim? That can't be. Because if Shammai's Chiddush Chayev is Medina Shemayim, then it seems to imply that according to the Chachamim, you're going to be part of Medina Shemayim. And the Gemara says, no way, Ein Shlich Adar Averi, you're going to be part of Medina Shemayim. So the Gemara says, not true. Shammai means Chayev Medina Shemayim, and it's true, everybody holds, in an Ein Shlich Adar Averi, you're going to be Chayev Medina Shemayim. So what's the machlokes? If they both hold Yechayim v'dinei Shemayim, says the Gemara famously, Eladina Rabba v'dina Zuta ikibeinayim. The shayim is how Chayim v'dinei Shemayim are you going to be? According to Shammai, you're going to be Chayim v'dina Rabba. You're going to be very Chayim v'dinei Shemayim. According to the Chachamim, it's a misdemeanor. Dina Zuta, you're going to be Chayim v'dinei Shemayim. But the bottom line is, Zok Deshach, it's a Mefurish Gemara, Kedushin Mem Gimel, it's not negotiable. The Gemara says Yechayim v'dinei Shemayim, Dina Zuta. But at the end of the day, Ain't shlich advar avera, but yichay medina shemayim. Now, why is it that ain't shlich advar avera? Because divrei rab, divrei atama, divrei mishayim, and afal piken yichay medina shemayim. So you say meres the svara of divrei rab, divrei atama, divrei mishayim is not strong enough to override the idea of being chay medina shemayim. If that's the case, how could Tosfos and Rama brings the halacha say that if someone tells Eidei Sheker, go be made for me, what's the halacha? You're going to be part of Medina Shemayim. Davka soicher Eidei Sheker, kamash malon, that it's grama ben azok, and that's part of Medina Adam Chayim Medina Shemayim. But if someone's oimel Eidei Sheker, you're going to be potter. Freik the shach, it's a plea, it's kenegin of a furish of Gemara. The Gemara says, by every ain't shlich of Aravera, you chayiv dina zuto. Ain't shlich of Aravera has the taina of Yene Gemara in Akoinis, of Divri Arav, Divri Atama, Divri Mishayim. That's the reason that ain't shlich of Aravera. And Alpha Pekin, you see, chayiv dina Shemayim. Says the Ktsois. A dover nifla and a dover pasha. And that is that avada, if someone tells a shliach to go do an avera and the person does it, hagam in shliach l'dvar avera, the mishalech is going to be chayim medina shamayim. Because at the end of the day, you set this guy up to do an avera. Lam de sahin, lam de saher. Avada, you're on some level complicit. You're an aider and a better. And as a result, you'll be chayiv. What chayiv? Tutzach in Shemayim is something that is above our pay grade. But there's going to be some din v'ched, it's going to come up somewhere. That, you know, you told someone to do an Avera and he did it. You're going to be Chayim Medina Shemayim on some level. What did Tosfos mean in Akoinis? What does the Ramam mean when he says that if someone tells Eidei Sheker, go say Eidus, the halacha is Yopat Medina Shemayim? He means Yopat Medina Shemayim, you don't have a Chiv Mamin. Meaning, Grama Menazakin is Pat Medina Yad of a Chai Medina Shemayim. Grama Menazakin is a Mazik. Every Mazik, we just finished Bava Gama, should be Chai Medina Yadam. Kamach Mulan, if you're only a Grama, you're Pat Medina Yadam. But Yichai Medina Shemayim. What does it mean Yichai Medina Shemayim? Pay the guy. Make him hold Medina Shemayim. That Chiv Mamin. That's something that Tosfos says, a soicher Eidei Sheker has, but someone that only tells Eidei Sheker is not going to be chayev for. When the Gemara says, Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta Ikebeinayu, that if somebody tells someone to do an Avera, even though Divir Rab, Divir Tama, Divir Shemi, you're going to be chayev, Divir Shemayim, it just meant you're going to be chayev, slap on the wrist. You did something wrong, and as a result, you're going to be punished for it. But Avad, there's no chayev, Medina Shemayim, to act as if you actually did this thing that you sent the person to do. Right? Just to understand it a little bit better. It's pasha, but just in a little bit of a tifer, a nusach. Ein shliach l'dvar avera means that if the shliach does this thing, even though he's doing it at the behest of the mishaleach, it's not nisyaches to the mishaleach klalu klal. Not on a bedine adam digger level and not a bedine shamayim digger level. The shliach did it, not the mishaleach. There's no level at which you can tell the mishaleach, you know, you're a shtickle, the guy who did it, because let's be honest, you told him, and I understand all the sugyas. Abafar, you should get malchus because lamaisa, the halacha is divrei rab, divrei tama, divrei mishoymin is a hafka gemur in the whole parsha of shlich advar aver. Not negeya. There is zero shlichas, and therefore the maisa, from that perspective, is not nisyachas bichlal to the mishalech. And by the way, the same would be true if someone was mazik, where you were mazik begrama, and you have the koyach hatayin of divrei arav, divrei atam, divrei mishayman, on no level in the world are you going to be responsible for the damage that occurred, afilu b'dinei shamayim. Stating that, there is an idea of chayim b'dinei shamayim that there's going to be din v'cheshbon, right? There's a v'cheshbon for everything that a person does. Every word, afilu sicha kala, shebein ish l'ishtoi, they're going to tell a person after 120. So k'muvin, there's going to be some din v'cheshbon, and that's what the Gemara meant in the Masechtas Kedushin, Tafmem Gimel Amar Aleph, when the Gemara said, Dina Rabba v'dina zuta ikabeinayah. So what's the bottom line? We started with a question. The question was that if somebody tells a shlich to go ahead and do an aveira for him, ein shlich l'var aveira, that means that the shlichus is not nesiachus to you. What about medina shemayim? Are you chay medina shemayim or are you not chay medina shemayim? The answer is the shlichus is nit kein shlichus afilu on a dina shemayim de galevel. Meaning, even in the world of grama ben azakim potem medina yad v'chay medina shemayim, there's no chiyav afilu medina shemayim. But of course, there's a chiyav medina shemayim. You did something wrong, and there's going to be a din v'cheshben, and it's a mefurish gemara, a mefurish gemara. Kedusha mem gimel amar aleph dina rabba v'dina zuta ikke beinayo. There's no question that on some level this person is going to be chaya medina shemayim. The shach in that piece where he's matmiya on Tosfos on the Rama, and he doesn't want to say this chiluk of the k'tzais. You have to learn up the shach why he didn't want to say this chiluk of the k'tzais. But in that piece, so there's a gilyan. It's in parentheses. The gilyan was written by the shach's edim. So this comes not from the shach; it comes from the edim, Hassan Hashach. But the shach's edim asked the following bomb question. It's from a Furish Gemara, Sanhedrin Daf Chof Tesam Aleph. The Gemara says, "Amar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rab Yonasan, Minayin She'ein Toyan in Lamesis." How do you know that we don't offer up any tainas for a mesis? So we know the halacha is that if someone's in Bezdin and there's a good taina that this person can have, but Pacha doesn't know the taina because he didn't learn or because he didn't hire the right toyan. So the halacha is that we try our best to try to give this person all the tainas that this person can have. Stating that, Rav Shmuel ben Achmedi said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that is an exception to the rule, a mesis. Someone that's mesis umadiach, he gets someone to be oivet avodah zarah, for a person like that, we're never going to taina for him. So he said, how do I know that? We learned it from the Nachash HaKadmoyni. We learned it from literally the Nachash and Parshas Bereishis. Amar Rav Simloi, harbei tainas hayoloi lenachash litan v'loi tain. There were many tainas that the Nachash could have tained, and he didn't tain. Meaning the Nachash, even though he was a chacham, the pasuk says, right? He was an arum, but at the same time, Lamaisa Chayshem Mishpat he didn't know so well. Umibnei Maloi Tan Loi Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So why didn't the Eibush tain them for him? Lafi Shaloi Tan Hu, because he didn't tain himself. And being that he didn't tain him, we don't tain him for him. Because when it comes to a mesis, we don't tain him for a mesis. Says the Gemara, my havelay meimer. What could he have said? Meaning, what's this grace of taina that he could have said? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what he could have said. Divrei Rav, v'divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaymin. He could have said, divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishaymin. The Nachash had the easiest alibi. He could have gotten out of his home. He could have had feet today. I don't know who he would have been, dinosaurs or camels, chesish. But the bottom line is, the Nachash could have been thriving today. Why? Because he should have just said, what do you mean? Chava, listen to me? This is Einshlich Hadvar Avera 101. Divrei Rav, Eibishter, Divrei Talmud, the Nachash, Divrei Mishaymin. And if that's the case, you shouldn't have listened to me. So that would have been a good tainah, but he didn't tain it. Because he didn't tain it, ain't tain in Lamesis. So fake the Shach's Eidim. He says, I don't understand. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin, how is it going to help? Einshlich Hadvar Avera, why? Because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin. Stating that the Gemara says, Yichayiv, Midine Shamayim. So if the Gemara says Yichai Midine Shamayim, so you say Meris, that it only works to Patiyu Midine Yadam, but it doesn't work to Patiyu Midine Shamayim. And if it doesn't work to Patiyu Midine Shamayim, so Vosfolt Kahofin Vada Nochosh, if at the end of the day, this Oynish was not Midine Yadam, but there was a Bezdin there that was paskining that we're going to chop off the legs of the Nochosh, the Osul Lavoi. No, what was happening over here was the Mishamayim was being punished. So this was anyways a Cheshmer Midine Shamayim. So if it's a Cheshmer Midine Shamayim, who kumt a reindo bechlau the tainif in Divya Rab, Divya Tamad, Divya Mishamim? It's a Kushya Atsumo. So I'll tell you something interesting. The Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan Aibishitz, and this is an Urim V'Tumim. It's right here, Alatar, it's Simen Lamed Beis. So he brings this kasha, and he says like this. Listen to his lashon. V'lochei lo yodati ma shehevi ashach ezer kenegdoi. Mehach denochosh. Probably a pun, ezer kenegdoi in that parasha. Mehach denochosh dahoyo loy lito in divrei rab v'divrei atalmen. Says the Tumim, you know what the Teretz is? Because what does the Gemara say? That ain't shechavar aveira gets punished with dinei shamayim. But what's his punishment? Lashon the Gemara is dina zuta. Right? Dina rabba v'dina zuta ike b'nayo. Zok the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis from the Sham. What was the einish that the Nachash got? Hoya einish rabba. That wasn't a dina zuta. That was a dina rabba. Kinenshel ma'oid. He got a serious punishment. Kinema v'kro, like it says in the Pasuk. V'nitel mimenu kol hadara. All his shenkai, all the yoifi of the Nachash was taken away. Uba'inish rabba, mevur b'gemar l'chachamim pater. We know you're pater. So says Rabbi Yonason, he said, it's pashat, that's the nakuda. He says, this that we say, that a person gets punished, that's dina zuta, he's going to get punished. But avada dina rabba not. The oinish of the nachash was dina rabba. And because the oinish of the nachash was dina rabba, that's why over there, says the Gemara, dina rabba didn't have to get. A punishment he would have gotten, but a dina rabba he didn't have to get. And because he didn't have to get a dina rabba, that was the dina rabba, that was the time that the Gemara says, he could have said, divrei rabba, divrei atama, divrei mishayim. But just to end with one dove, Nifla, and that is, it's in the Hafla in the Panim Yafis. So the Hafla makes a dirk. When Hashem starts tailing guys the Oinshim after the whole Chet of the Eitz Nadas. So first Hashem goes to the Nochash. Vayomer Hashem alikim ala Nochash ki asiz azois. Or at the mikol abehema mikol chayis hasada. Al gachon chaseilech va'ofer toich al koyu mechayecha. Etc. Then he goes to Chava. Elo isha omar harba arba itzvoynech vehiroynech. The etzev tell the bonim, tell ishech tishu kasech, v'hu yimshol bach. These are the 10 clauses that the Gemara says in Kedushin, in Erevin Daf Kuf, that Chavagah. Ula Adam Amar, and the fire goes to Adam. Kisha mata l'koy l'shtecha, v'atoicha mino etz asher tzivisicha lemo, lo yisoicha mimeno, arura adama, v'koyitz v'darda, b'zeh esapecha toicha lechem, and then he tells him, you're going to die. At shuvcha l'adama, ki mimeno l'kochta, ki ofer atav al ofer toshu. The whole parish over here. So first, the nachash, then chava, and then Adam Arishin, says the hafla. If you look at Hashem's punishment to the nachash, he prefaces it, Vayomer Hashem alekim ala nachash ki asisu zois. Tells him why he's punishing him. I'm punishing you because of what you did. When it comes to Adam, I'm skipping, Ula Adam amar, ki shamata l'koy l'shtech, v'atoicha mino etz asher tzivisicha lemer lo yisoicha mimenu. That's why I'm going to punish you. He tells Adam Arishon what he did, and therefore I'm handing out this punishment. By Chava, he doesn't say. Elo isha amar harba arba itzvoynech vehiroynech be'etzav tel dibonim vel isha tishukasech vuyim shalbach. Freik the hafla, why is it that the Eibishter prefaces the oynish of the nachash with what the nachash did, ki osisu zois, the Eibishter prefaces the oynish of Adam Arishon with what he did, ki shamatul kol eshtecha v'toichem en eisa sheretz v'sicha lema v'oisaycha mimenu, and by Chav he just goes right to the oynish. Elo isha amar harba arba itzvoynech. Zog de ponim yafis, yesh lohimah. Because the emes is, the Nachash could have had a good taina. What was the taina that the Nachash could have had? Divrei Rav, v'divrei Talmud, divrei Nishoim. And the emes is, ordinarily, psach bichal ilein, was supposed to taina for someone that has a good taina. Why did the Eibishter not taina for the Nachash? The reason is, because he was a mesis. And we don't taina for the mesis. So the Eibishter had to preface to the Nachash, he says, listen, I'm going to give you a major punishment right now. And one day, maybe you're going to learn, and you're going to know the sugya of Ein Shlichut V'Aravera, and you're going to know Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimin, and you're going to be a shtickle disturbed. So I'm telling you now, Ki Osisa Zois, it's because of what you did that I didn't time it after you. It's because you were a Mesis of Madiach. And because of this Avera that you did, it's Tavka Zois. Had you done something else? We would have timed it for you. Could be you could have gotten out of this. Oh, but Kiyosisa Zois, you were a Mesis. And because you're a Mesis, it's for that reason you're going to be punished. Then he goes to Adam Arishon, and he tells Adam Arishon, he says, Adam, I'm punishing you. Now, you're going to say, why are you punishing me? I don't understand. My wife told me to do it, right? I listened to my wife. So what's the answer? The answer is, you listen to your wife? You weren't supposed to listen to your wife. Who are you supposed to listen to? You're supposed to listen to me. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimin. Ula Adam Amar, Ki Shamato L'Koy L'Shtecho. Being that you listen to your wife, Divrei Mishoimin, who were you supposed to listen to? You weren't supposed to listen to your wife, you were supposed to listen to me. And being that you didn't, So therefore, you're going to be punished right now. Because at the end of the day, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. At the end of the day, who gets punished? It's always the person that does the aveira. He's the one that gets punished. But then he went weiter and he says, maybe you're going to come to me, Adam Arishin, and you're going to tell me you hold like Shammai Azokin, which Shammai Azokin holds yei shliach l'dvar aveira. And being that he holds yei shliach l'dvar aveira, that means you don't say divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishoimim. So if you don't say divrei rav, so even though you ate, but you were acting as a shliach, so if you're acting as a shliach, don't kill the messenger, right? Because you know what the answer to that is? What was the avera that you did? The avera that you did was you ate. And we know the Gemara says that even Shammai Azokin's moide in shlichel varavera. Why? Because even though Mesasik in Kol HaTorah Kulo is Pater, but Bechelev u'Barayis Yechayev Shekein Nena. So the Eibush is telling Adam Arishan, I'm telling you right now that you're going to be punished. You're going to ask me, why am I being punished? At the end of the day, all I'm doing is I'm following orders. I'm only a shliach. The Teretz is, Ki Shamato L'Koy L'Shtecho. You listen to the Talmud. You were supposed to listen to the Rav. And I feel him, Tim Tzoloy, man, you're going to tell me, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveiro, Obavatoicha Menoetz. You ate. And because you ate, that's why there's an Aveiro. So the Eibishter comes to the Nochash, he has to bavarn something. What's he bavarning? He's bavarning. Why didn't I not taina for you? When he goes to the Marishan, he also has to bavarn. What's he bavarning? He's bavarning Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimin, and he's bavarning on the side of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveiro as well. But as it relates to Chava, he didn't have to bavarn anything. You know why he didn't have to bavarn anything? Because Mamon of Shal Chava is going to be Chayev. Because Chava did both. Chava ate as the Shliach of the Nochash, and Chava was Mishaleach to Adam Arishon. So Mamon of Shachav is going to be Chayev. Because if you say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimin, so then Chava is going to be Achroi for eating. And if you say Fakert, that it works the other way around, so that there is a shlichus, so then Chav is going to be achroi for other meaning. So for Chav, it wasn't necessary to bavarn anything, because Mamon of Shachav is in trouble. The Nochash was only a mesis. Adam only was on the receiving end. Chava was Sai Mesis and Sai Shiei. So Chava Mamon of Shachar is going to be Chayev. So Zokta Afla, that's why in Pshat in the Pasuk, Hashem tells the Nachash, Ki Yosis Lazois, Hashem tells Adam, Ki Shamat Al Koy Lashtecha, Vatoicha Min Oetz, but as it relates to Chava, Mamon of Shachar, she was going to be Chayev, and that's why Hashem didn't bavarn anything with Chava.